From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. The two main candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, spoke Thursday night at an annual Catholic charity event in New York. The Al Smith dinner featured the two candidates trading what were intended to be humorous barbs. Both candidates received negative responses from the audience when their remarks became especially barbed. Earlier in the day, Republican Donald Trump indicated that he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th U.S. election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
Trump had declined to say specifically that he would do so when asked the night before during a debate with Clinton. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the presidential campaign. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. The Pentagon announced today that a U.S. service member has died, killed in an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. This is VOA News. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The Mexican Foreign Ministry approved the extradition request in May, but Guzman's lawyers have been fighting the decision in a district court. One of the lawyers, Andres Granados, vowed to seek a Supreme Court hearing on the matter. A new United Nations report says the well-being of 10-year-old girls will pay huge economic and developmental dividends for societies worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
Globally, boys tend to be favored over girls. This is particularly true in the developing world, where data show discrimination against girls deprives them of an education and makes them vulnerable to harmful practices. The State of World Population report finds more than half of the world's 65 million 10-year-old girls live in the 48 countries with the worst gender inequality. It says these girls are less likely than boys to get an education, and many are subject to forced marriage, child labor, and female genital mutilation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
I have separated from them, so I will be dependent on you for all time. But do not worry, we will also help as you help us.
Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. In Washington, the U.S. government says hasn't heard anything yet about that from the Philippines officially.
Madame Theresa May veut un Brexit dur.
That's French President François Hollande. He's saying that Britain can expect very tough negotiations if it insists on what's called a hard Brexit. That's where Britain would place limits on immigration and lose access to Europe's single market. Mr. Hollande made the remarks as British Prime Minister Theresa May attended her first European Union summit in Brussels. The Prime Minister is promising that Britain will remain a strong partner to the EU after Brexit. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea.
We are very concerned about the possibility of North Korean provocations. They've conducted them in the past. We're constantly assessing the disposition of their forces.
North Korea conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday, shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level talks in Washington. The test failed. U.S. and South Korean officials met Wednesday and Thursday in Washington. It was their annual security and alliance talks. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.